I can unfortunately relate to the next person we're about to talk to on the show all too well. This is not a fun situation to be in. It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and we've got John on with us this morning. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, guys. I wanted to call in and chat with you both. I have kind of a dilemma that I've been dealing with recently, and I feel like if I share my honest opinion with my wife, she's just going to freak out.
All right. Well, okay. Let's just dive on in then. What's going on, John?
Yeah, so our family dog is very sick.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay. Yeah, she's 10 years old. You know, so she's old. You know, she's not that old, but she's old enough.
Yeah, that's up there.
Ten's up there for sure.
What's the calculation in dog years? Is it times 7? Didn't they change that recently? It's like now 9 or something crazy.
Yeah. So your dog. So let's just say your dog's 80 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. So we found out about a year ago that she has cancer, and my wife just crumbled, you know. And we spent nearly $2,500 with just vets and medication alone.
It's crazy, man. It's been I want to say it's been about a year since Madden, our dog, passed, and I can certainly. Uh-huh. I can certainly relate, unfortunately, with that. It sucks. It sucks because it gets expensive fast. It's crazy.
And it's like, you have no time to even think about it. It's a split second decision. Yeah. It's like it's truly a life or death decision.
I mean, I've been actually at that vet in Henrietta. That's the 24-hour one.
Yeah,
I've been
there. Emergency one. Yeah.
We took him there a bunch. I mean, even back before I even met my my wife and knew that Madden existed, our dog, my cat, Nugget, I had to blow $2,500 to save him. He was...
What happened to him?
He had an issue where his urinary tract, there was crystals in it, basically.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, not great. So he couldn't... Yeah. He couldn't expel anything, and the toxic
build up
can kill them pretty quick. So he was young, though. He was like 3 when this happened. So your dog is now 10. You've already blown $2,500, but the hits keep coming, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's just basically the start. I mean, nothing's really gotten better, and I mean, it kind of feels like it's just put a Band-Aid on the situation. Mm-hmm. Because
a very
literally
Band-Aid.
Yeah.
You know, so now the vet is saying that we can try this surgery that they want $6,000 for it. And on top of that, they're saying that you know, of course, they're saying there's no guarantee. They can they can't give us any guarantee.
Of course,
have to say that for sure.
Yikes.
We're even asking for chances, like, you know, it's just, you know, past dogs that have done this, is it 50-50, 60, you know?
Yeah, right.
And they're
won't
even.
$6,000, yikes. Well, I mean...
Yeah, that's a big chunk of change
Can you even afford that? There's certainly a lot of people out there that simply just are unable to. I mean, that vet that I told you about, I've been there multiple times where someone brought in their dog and they were at the counter, and the person working said, all right, well, this is what it's going to cost. And I've seen multiple people break down in tears because they can't pay it. They just can't, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and that's basically why I'm calling, because I don't want to sound like a complete monster, but we can't afford it. And you know, my wife is like ready to dip into our 401k.
Yikes! Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I love our dog. I mean, don't get me wrong, but this is just so overboard to me.
That's a lot.
Like your dog is, like you said, your dog's 10 years old, so it's not like this is a puppy that has a long life to go. That, you know, this money would be put to good use over time, like. You don't know how much time you have left. You really don't.
Exactly. So basically, you know, just want to see what you and your listeners thought about this, and if you could help me out in any way.
Yeah, sure.
I know that Corey's been through this. Uh-huh. I've been through this just with my parents. I mean, I've never had to open up my wallet for it. But, I mean, and I know a lot of other people have definitely been in similar situations.
It's the thing no one ever tells you when you get your pet on that first day, right? That towards the end, it can get insanely expensive.
And insanely sad. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much depression as well. Like,
yeah.
My mom... Right. We always said, like, when our two dogs pass, I don't know how she's going to be. And, like, it was exactly as expected.
It's a death in the family. I mean,
yeah,
you know, you could say, oh, they're just animals, just a dog, just a cat, whatever. But no, they're parts of your family. And, yeah, it's very, very difficult. And you want to do everything you possibly can for them.
Right.
So we got John on with us. He says that their family dog, about 10 years old, has already cancer, and now there's a surgery that they could do, but it would be $6,000, and there's no guarantee it would even work. I mean, you said your wife wants to dip into the 401k to pay for this. Is she, like, gung-ho? Like, we need to do everything we can? Because that's certainly how my wife was with our dog towards the end there. And
yeah.
It's almost like a sense of denial as well, though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, well, if we just pay this and this happens, it'll be fine. And in reality, not to be a downer, but it's probably not going to be fine.
Well, sooner or later. I mean, pets don't live forever, you know?
And, and also, the odds are already stacked against you with a sick pet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to take into consideration when it comes to that. And in dire situations such as this, you almost are so blinded. So far in denial that you just don't even realize it.
No,
and
I don't know if it's that. I think it's denial.
I think that you need someone like you, John, who's going to sit there and say, like just be rash. You know what I mean? I'm not even saying denial in the sense of
it's emotion.
You can get it's emotion, yes. But it's irrational.
Right?
It is because you're so emotionally charged.
But that's
by it
exactly, and that's exactly what it is. Is when you're very emotional, you don't think straight usually, right?
Exactly.
But here's the thing you got to be careful with, because just coming out and being like, that's crazy, we're not going to spend that much money. I mean, that can lead to issues between you and your wife. It can lead to resentment. I mean, it's a difficult position to be in because of how close we grow to these animals. We love them. We don't want anything to happen or have them, you know, pass away. So you got to be really careful. I don't think rash and just, you know, tough love is what should happen here. You got to be a little more delicate with the situation. And for some people, you're not going to be able to talk them out of it, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know. This is your family dog. So did you guys get this dog together, or was this hers first? I mean, that's part of it too. Like, in our situation, you know, it was my wife's first ever dog that, you know, I was only there for the last couple of years.
Yeah, we've always had a dog. This one is a rescue, actually.
Okay.
And so, you know, I feel like I keep rescuing this thing, you know?
Yeah.
I should say thing, but...
Right,
no.
sure. Yeah, yeah. maybe we get some advice from some people. 585-222-9800. You do need to try to reason with your wife, absolutely, but I think you got to be really delicate about it. And this isn't going to help you now, but for the future, this is actually brief, something that one of our bosses said, that whenever they get a pet, they actually have this conversation. They sit the pet down and they say to the pet, I'm going to feed you, I'm going to give you shelter, I'm going to love you, I'm going to take care of you, but when you end up costing me more than X amount, $1,000, $2,000, whatever it is, that's it. And they have that conversation with that animal and let them know. So this advice doesn't help you.
And then the animal just, he understands and he stays out of any trouble. And...
Well, I think it's more, this is a conversation that your wife also needs to be around for. That's up front, that we agree upon this. Again, that doesn't help you in this situation, but it seems like you guys will probably get another dog after this one goes. So that's maybe... a good thing to cover ahead of time. Again, no one thinks about this stuff when you get the dog in the beginning, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what people have to say. Breeze, you're saying just pull the Band-Aid off and...
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Okay, well, how would you handle it
then?
You said be rash.
Well, I'm saying, like, I'm not saying he should be, like, an ass. I'm saying, like, he needs to be the voice of reason in the sense of, while you're so emotionally charged under such a vulnerable state, you're not being able to think straight. And I think that, just like you said, Corey, in a delicate way, he needs to explain, like, we really don't have this type of money. Like, I'm not heartless in the sense of that at all. Like, I just think that you just said rash.
So I misunderstood what, where you were coming from, I guess.
No, like, I just think that he needs to let her know that this is, he needs to let her know the facts in a very delicate way. And I know that it's hard to see it in when you're in it, when you're in the thick of it, but in the long run, John, you don't have that money, and I don't blame you. I mean, I don't think a lot of people have $6,000 laying around to just blow
spending cash.
You know what I mean? So,
all right. If you want to jump in on this, 585-222-9800. Any advice to help John out? Terrible situation to be in. My heart goes out to you and certainly your wife. We'll see. We'll see what people have to say. But
I know a lot of people will be weighing in on this because whenever we talk about pets, it's just our text line literally shut down because it's blown off the hinges.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love someone who called in to really convince me, you know, either way, I guess, but I'm so stuck in the middle right now, so appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a tough spot to be. All right, John, you keep listening, man. We'll see what we can do for you.
Thanks.
Let's grab some of these calls. 222-9800. Abby from Perry checking in. Abby, can you relate to what John and his wife are going through now with their dog?
Yeah, I have a dog that has seizures. She has cluster seizures, and she is at the emergency vet a lot. We've spent, you know, thousands of dollars.
Yeah, because every time you even go is like you're basically
a minimum's like $300.
No, yeah, it's like $1,500.
Yeah, and she has to take medication, so it's about like just medication.
Okay.
So she's a pretty expensive dog, but I don't have kids. I'm not married, so she's my baby, and you know, I would pay whatever I could for her, but you know, I'm also a counselor, so I feel like if another spouse is feeling like maybe that's not worth it, it's worth a conversation to see, you know, what
right
needs to be done.
So as a counselor, and you've got great insight into this. Again, like I was telling John, like he, and I agree with what you said, Breeze, where he needs to be kind of the voice of reason, because obviously his wife is thinking very emotionally right now. And typically when you think very emotionally, sometimes reason can kind of escape. How should he go about having this conversation with her? Because he also needs to be very delicate, because
very
easy for her to end up actually resenting him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think if my spouse wasn't like that, I would resent them. And I think that sitting down with her and just talking honestly about, you know, we love the dog, he's 10 years old, you know, how many years is that really going to give him?
Yeah.
Right.
Is it going to be worth the $6,000? You know, just going through each logical point. I mean, if she will end up resenting him or, you know, or taking it out on him in any way, you know, it might be worth it to her just to do it. You know, it might be worth that.
Right.
But, you know, just kind of seeing both points of view, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, at least he's got to make himself heard, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right, hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Christine from Irondequoit, you have any perspective, insight, advice for the guy we talked to, John, who says that he and his wife, their family dog, has been sick for a little while. They've already spent $2,500 now.
Can I have a medium hot coffee with free cream, 4 sugar?
We'll let her get her order in.
Sure,
hot
sure,
coffee
sure, sure,
with
sure,
free
sure.
cream and 4 sugar.
If she's not a Dunkin', I'm hanging plain. Up.
Sesame bagel
just
plain? Yep.
Sure, sure, sure.
Ooh, sesame.
So I think that it should be how the dog feels, not about the money. Like, you have to realize that the dog might be suffering, and
that's a
great point we didn't even think about.
Yeah. Because a lot of the time, it's more about you not wanting to let them go versus, you know, it being time.
But
yeah, that's a great thing to bring up.
Ultimately, you have to think about how the dog feels. So he's 10, he's had cancer for several years already. It's time to put that dog out of his misery.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Which I mean, maybe, you know, I think that's
valid point.
I think it's a valid point. And I think it's a good angle to go about and say to his wife that, listen, this isn't the best interest of the dog. Agreed. Christine, thank you for the call. Enjoy your sesame bagel.
Are you at Dunkin', Christine?
Yes, and I pulled right up to the order.
Yes, girl.
And I'm like, oh,
get a pumpkin spice iced latte and try that pumpkin muffin
there you
too.
Go. All right.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. It's all good.
Okay.
If you want to bring us some bagels or some donuts,
we wouldn't hate it.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
All right, bye, Christine.
Thank you. Bye.
It's the levity we needed.
What a classic. What a classic.
Love it.
All right, we're getting blown up on the text line right now at 585-222-9800. This text, reach out to a rescue organization nearby and see if there are funds that they could help cover the cost with.
Yeah.
Okay, and then this one, this is a strange option. I would be like the wife. I would do anything to save my dogs if it gave them a chance at a few more years. But also, I do see that $6,000 is a lot of money.
Sure.
Try other vets. Vets in PA are a lot cheaper.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
I did not know that. I would have a very hard time coming to terms with putting my dog down.
Yeah. Well, we got Bree checking in, too. Here's this text from her. Bree works at a vet hospital. Says, I see this happen with clients all the time. I have been in the pet industry for the last 8 years, and this is definitely one of the toughest decisions someone has to make. I had to make the decision with my dog in the past, who was 12 and had a mass in his stomach that said if they do surgery, he might not even survive the surgery due to his age and condition. That is also something to consider because older dogs have a tougher time recovering from surgery or may not survive the anesthesia. Just consider the quality of life of the animal. That's what Christine said. Well, you know, in between her orders at Dunkin', that the quality of life, it's a huge part of it.
It's important.
And if you are going to reason with someone who is in that emotional state, I think that is both logical, but also emotional at the same time too. So I think that's the route that John should go. Not good though. Yeah. Not fun, certainly. And not tough, but I would say just, you got to look back on all of the joy they brought you, right? It's not about the end. It's about all that they gave
while
they were around.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not to be cheesy. It's probably on a sign somewhere in Breezy's closet.
Shut up, Corey.